The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here's Carl and Linda Bosch. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in downtown Reading on Market Street. I'm looking out on my window of the world. Good morning. It's going to be a beautiful day. Today, the 23rd of January, 7:05 in the morning, and the news reports at the top of the hour are always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And I've got David at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Okay, now I can hear you back there. So how are you doing today?
Doing good, man.
Good. Do we have any national days?
Yes, it is National Handwriting Day. And, you know, with more and more typing going on, when's the last time you did some actual handwriting?
I do it all the time.
That's awesome.
But I understand that kids aren't being taught cursive anymore in schools. And I don't know if that's true.
I heard it's back. Just recently it's back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my kids are learning cursive in school. They are learning cursive. Good morning.
Is she turned up real loud? We'll turn her down a little bit.
I'm real loud.
She just blew out my ears. Your kids are learning cursive?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, today it's going to be sunny with a high of 70 today. It was hit 70 yesterday, and it looks like it's going to be sunny all the way through next Thursday. And then at that point, it looks like we may be getting some clouds, and the highs are going to be in the low to mid 60s. Next Friday, we're looking at maybe some clouds coming in, but nothing about rain, and maybe some rain on the February 1st on Saturday. So there you go. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful week, and the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson. Been in the business about 30 years. They're into the third generation of the Kinney family. Very successful business. Takes care of their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. And I can't say enough about them. They have helped people throughout the county. They've won state-level awards for hiring veterans. Shasta Gas Propane, good people, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Kimberly Johnson of Arch, formerly One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm fine. So your kids are learning cursive.
They are, yes. They are learning cursive.
So they're learning it in school.
They're learning it in school, yep. I was actually wondering the same thing, if they were going to learn it. Sure enough, they are.
Well, how old are your kids?
My oldest is 15 and almost 16. He is now 6'3", which feels rude. He's passed me up. And my youngest is 10. And so I had, 5 and 5 years. It's a good life choice.
5 and 5 years.
So 10, 11, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15 are all my kids' ages right now. Uh-huh. Yeah. You should come over to my house for dinner sometimes. It's not boring.
So that means you had 6 years old to a baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, and my youngest is adopted, and so youngest two were only 5 months apart.
Oh,
and
okay.
So, yeah, when Cade was five, so we had five and under, and, decided it was a good idea to put them all on airplanes and take them to go do nonprofit work overseas when they were infants, which was... I look back at pictures and I look real tired. So, yeah.
We had, when I was stationed in Quantico, we lived in, they called it Cape Heart, and it was like townhouses, two story. And the, from your condo, or townhouse, there was a sidewalk that went out to the main sidewalk.
Yeah.
On the street. And this lady down the street had twins, and they were like 3 years old, maybe four. And those kids learned how to get that door open. And that door would come open, and they'd go running down that sidewalk. Mom's right behind them. They hit the end of that sidewalk, and one would go one way, one would go the other. So then became a neighborhood catch.
Absolutely. It takes a village.
Bringing them back.
Yeah.
I can imagine having them at that age.
Must
have taught you a lot about organization. How about
controlled chaos? How about controlled chaos?
You know, when they talk about herding cats.
Yeah.
I heard something the other day from a guy that had gone through ranger school, and he says you can never control cats. You can never herd cats, but what you can do is control their food.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
can move their food. That Motivation. Means you move the cats. So control the food, and you can control cats. And take that out and move that out to other things. You find out what motivates people,
mm-hmm.
and you control that. That kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So in your case, I'm not sure what it would be because I don't see you starving them.
Not starving them. But, you know, I think there's something to be said for when they're that age, when they're, you know, like what you were talking, when they're 2, 3, 4 and there's two of them. I mean, yeah. My youngest two, because they were 5 months apart, was like, 2, 3, and 4, I absolutely not. I love like the 0 to like newborn to like a year. And then if I could skip over until they're like 10. Then, you know, I probably have 5 or 6 more kids because I think it's so, they're just so fun. But yeah, my kid's dad, his niece just found out she is pregnant with her third set of twins. She had one singleton, and so she will now have, 7 children.
7 children.
Third set of twins, yeah. And it's like she had the first two was a boy and a girl, and then she had 2 boys, and now this is 2 girls. And apparently it's a 1 in 500 million chance that you have not only that many twins, but in that kind of order where there's 2 girls, 2 boys, and then 1 of each.
Wow.
So, yeah, hats off to her. She's amazing.
She must keep the diaper companies in business.
In business, absolutely, yes.
Tell us a little about you. I mean, we know where you are now as being the CEO of Arch, but tell us a little bit about you. Are you from around here? I mean, just what's your background?
Yeah, I love the question. It's a good question. I was born and raised in Dallas-Fort Worth and grew up there, lived there my whole life. And actually, yesterday would have been my dad's 99th birthday, which mm-hmm. I think, you know, we've talked about that before. My dad was a World War II veteran and was almost 60 when I was born. And my mom was 35, so they had a pretty substantial age gap. And
How did that happen?
Yeah, so my dad was founding medical director of Baylor Institute for Rehabilitation in downtown Dallas,
mm-hmm.
Which has now grown to become a much larger kind of rehab hospital network after, you know, after he had retired. But my mom was director of physical therapy, so this, like, classic, you know, of course, back then I think it was a little bit more allowable. I think he took her out to dinner at some restaurant and said, I've been in love with you since the day I laid my eyes on you, which I'm pretty sure you'd get in trouble for doing that now as the boss. But it worked back then, and they were married until my mom passed away in 2013. And
mm-hmm.
Dad died 18 months and one day after mom did. And they just were perfect and precious. And I grew up in this really incredible, loving environment, have an A score of 0, which I think is not necessarily super common for folks that get into my line of work. I think so many of the incredible staff that we work with are in this line of work because, you know, they're like, we want different for kids than what we had as kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was growing up. I had severe learning disabilities. And
did you have brothers and sisters? Or?
Yeah, good question. So my dad had 5 kids, mm-hmm. and then my mom and dad only had me. But I grew up an almost only child because he had 2 kids in his 20s, 2 kids in his 40s, and then me at almost 60. And so right now, I mean, I'll be 40 this year, which I'm excited about. And I have a sister who's almost 80. So I have a sister that's in my late 70s. It's this very.
Do you have any contact with them?
Yeah, I do. My older two sisters, I don't get to talk to as much. I mean, just following on social media kind of thing. My younger sister, I mean, you know, the one that's closest to me in age, Holly. She has six kids. We're close, and I talk to my niece is only 6 years younger than I am, and she's almost like a sister. Like I talk to her really consistently. They're all still in Texas. But anyway, so I met my kid's dad who was in the nonprofit work, and I was in this like.
No, wait, let's go. No.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You skipped. Sorry. Yeah. Let's go back. Okay.
You said
yeah.
you had severe learning disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
What kind?
Yeah.
Like dyslexia or some or.
I was diagnosed with ADHD in second grade.
Okay.
And it's actually really funny. I found this cassette tape that my mom recorded. With my mom and dad and the psychologist that diagnosed me. And my dad made this comment and he said, we're spending more time trying to get her to pass the second grade than I tried in all of medical school. Like, yeah. This is awful. And, so yeah, I was diagnosed with ADHD and was back then we didn't know as much as we do now. So lots of medications were tried. It's like Fruity Pebbles for breakfast and Ritalin for the day.
Yeah.
And was went to this, you know, really incredible private school, but back then it was just too hard for me. And so I was actually pulled from that school in my freshman year and was sent to essentially like kind of like a special needs school for about 6 months that was very, very focused and much smaller classrooms, and I did well. And then transitioned to a public school junior and senior year, which was honestly fun and easier, and I enjoyed it. But I always wanted to go into the medical field because it was all like kind of my family ever knew.
Sure.
But turns out I sucked at school, and you kind of need to have good grades to go into the medical field. So tried my hand at junior college for a few years, sucked at that really bad, and dropped out to help my mom when she was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer when I was in college. So dropped out, moved back home, and during that time met my kid's dad, and he had a nonprofit in San Francisco, and I fell in love with the work that they were doing out here, and stole his cell phone number out of his intern director's cell phone and sent him a text, and five kids later, and he and I are no longer together, but, you know, we co-parent really well. We're great friends. So that, okay. I just skipped over 25 years
yeah,
right
25
there.
25 years, sir.
That was fast.
You were an athlete.
I grew 6 inches in 3 months between the summer between, I think it was seventh and eighth grade. And so I sort of joke now that, like, it was like, I looked like, you know, those, like, inflatable pool noodles that are, like, outside of, like, used car lots? Like, that was me. I was, like, completely uncoordinated, didn't know. So I played every sport, which means I didn't really thrive at any of them. I enjoyed volleyball the most. And I joke, but it's true. I was, like, starting varsity basketball player whenever I played because I would start and I would jump at the beginning of the game because I could jump. And then they would, like, call a timeout and have me sit on the bench the rest of the game. So I was, like, really terrible. Really terrible at sports. But
what's
now
your
I've,
job? I control the toss-up.
Yeah, so it's optics, yeah. Right? Like, was I a starting basketball player? Sure. We could totally, Carl, we could say that. But probably not the
probably
nuanced
not.
Importance.
Yeah, the nuances. Are.
Yeah.
And we're here with Kimberly Johnson, CEO of Arch. The formerly Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place together. We're going to take a quick break here. Right at the 7:30, when we come out of the 7:30 break, we're going to be playing that love song, and you get a chance to enter our Valentine's Day extravaganza. And we've had a lot of people enter, but we'd like to have more people enter. And so, if you've called once, you can call again. We don't have a problem with that. And if you're not quite sure what the name of the song is, David's going to help you a little, right? Yeah. I mean, unless you come up and say Big Iron by Marty Robbins. But don't do that. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning. Just take it some clean, fresh air for me.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Valentine's Day isn't just for sweethearts anymore. So if you're looking for a unique gift idea, stop by Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They have a wide selection of great gift ideas, including antique and costume jewelry, vintage rings, necklaces, bracelets, brooches, and even cufflinks. They also offer antique toys and vintage dolls, antique rugs and blankets, curtains, tablecloths, embroidered linens, furniture and china, silverware and clocks, books, and a whole lot of movies, along with collectibles, including sports memorabilia and a wide assortment of glass and artwork, kitchenware, and vintage clothing. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Shasta Gateway Center.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios at downtown Redding. And if you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Cars, trucks, SUVs, bikes. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm here with Kimberly Johnson, of the CEO of Arch, formerly One Safe Place, and Children's Legacy Center. The center itself, when people go to Arch and One Safe Place, I'm just kind of names
please.
There. How many people do you approximately help during a year?
So across, I mean, this is where I think the high level number is, you know, we're in the well over 1500 to 2000 people in our community.
Mm-hmm.
I think if that's broken down by programs, you know, we give or take average 200 to 250 forensic interviews every year, which is, you know, the investigative part of the process where kiddos come in and that's children. That's children, correct. Right. So that's ages 3 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do adults. We can also do adults that have developmental delays as well. And so that's referrals by law enforcement to come into our space as a part of the investigative process. We work very closely with law enforcement, the DA's office, mm-hmm. and child welfare. Our foster family agency this last year, we had 45, 50 foster youth that were placed, and we really try to emphasize the need for emergency placement, and we served almost 30 of the kiddos that we served fell under the category of what's considered CSEC or at risk, which is commercial sexual exploitation, so mm-hmm. trafficking, because there's an emphasis on that within some of our programs. We have about 150 clients that we serve continually at our outpatient behavioral health clinic where we provide therapy services. At One Safe Place at the Sierra Center building, we provided shelter for 400 clients, including kids. Our largest, which I didn't know this last year, but this year, I guess, our largest population, do you want to guess the age demographic that is the largest that we serve?
Over 40.
0 to 5.
Oh, 0 to 5. Oh, I was really close.
0 to 5.
I was thinking more of the adult domestic.
Right.
Thing.
Yeah. So yeah. 0 to 5 is the largest, which obviously they're coming in with their moms mm-hmm. and dads. And so 0 to 5 was by far the largest age group that we served in shelter. 750 crisis hotline calls. We opened up our transitional housing program this last year, which is an 11 unit apartment complex.
Now, if a woman is suffering or a man is suffering from domestic violence,
yeah.
They can come down. And how long can they stay with you? Or what? Okay, I walk in there and I say, yeah. Linda's been smacking me around,
yep.
and I need shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happens after that?
So if it's during our normal business hours, mm-hmm. then they come into our Sierra Center on our Benton location, and there's an immediate intake process. It's one of the things that we've updated. We actually should have you come and see it because we've made some really substantial changes to how our intake process works and the actual structure of the space itself, but they come in and do a brief intake with our front desk staff, and then they're put immediately into a waiting room where one of our client advocates are able to come and connect with them and then bring them into kind of a smaller space to sit down and talk to one of our advocates. They go through a shelter intake process. Our shelter is a 45-day shelter. And then we also have transitional housing on the other side of shelter for anyone who needs longer. And then transitional housing is for an extended period of time with mm-hmm. the aim of getting into permanent housing.
Okay. So once they're in there, if they don't go back to their homes, mm-hmm. Then they will never go back to their homes. They don't have to.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, yeah. they really
have a choice.
It's
Let me put it that way. Yeah.
Correct. And I think that's where that's the importance of a continuum of care, right? So they can come in and get their immediate crisis, but then how are we really supporting them long term? And obviously shelter and housing is such a critical component of that. But then it's also, you know, how are they accessing the counseling and other services that they need, which is something that we're very excited to be rolling out at One Safe Place.
Okay. So I know of people who've been gone down there, and one of the things that I think it's important is that these are people from all levels of society
Correct.
That show up down there.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, they are. You know, I had an experience pretty quickly after stepping into the position at One Safe Place where I was stepped into a leadership position, and we had a client that walked in, and she was, you know, very professionally dressed. It was very obvious that she had come from some sort of professional work and was really, really distraught and, you know, had some injury to her face. And she came in and the staff did just such a stunning job. And then, you know, they kind of had her go and sit in the waiting room in order to meet with her advocate. And I think it's important to note too, the way that our waiting rooms are set up is they're not like big group waiting rooms. We intentionally set up kind of smaller pocketed rooms. So then that way clients are not having to sit with, you know, if you have a single person that comes in, they're not having to also sit in a waiting room with multiple other potential people or kids or et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately after that, I had an interview with a local media outlet, and they came in to do the interview, and it gave me this really significant, I think, perspective on our front desk staff. And it's one of the things that I think for the community who sometimes will come and, you know, they'll either, whether it's they'll bring donations in or they're coming to drop off a donate, whatever it might be, interacting with the staff and understanding how quickly the staff have to pivot from the, you know, the experience of what they're seeing consistently come in through the front door, and then ensuring that they're immediately, you know, pivoting as they're engaging with the community who comes to our space from time to time. And I'm just, it gave me this really profound perspective on, you know, our front desk staff, which is like our directors of first impressions in all of our locations. I mean, it's just, it's a profoundly hard job, and they do it so incredibly well. And, you know, of course, we're able to ultimately help that person that came in. And so it's rewarding and hard and everything in between.
Okay. We're here with Kimberly Johnson, and CEO of Arch. And when we come back, I want to talk about the foster families.
Yeah, for sure.
Brewha that mm-hmm. started, I mean, not locally. This is a state state mandated mm-hmm. thing that can have a huge impact on foster families. This portion of the show brought to you by Maximum Insurance and Financial, and all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since then. We were in there yesterday talking about business insurance, and I'm going to have Judy on here soon to talk about the insurance industry and fires. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's got yeah. so much information, but one of the things she said is so many things are happening so quickly in Southern California. But we need to come in here and talk about insurance and your private property and impacts these fires have had down there with the tremendous loss of, you know, thank God not too many people, but all the property down there. So she knows her business inside and out, and thoroughly endorse Judy Maxwell. Give them a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation of your insurance plans, financial management plans, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Now, when we come back out of this break, we're going to be playing that song, and you get a big chance then to win a $100 gift certificate to Taroko's Asian Bar and Grill, a dozen long stem roses, two dozen chocolate truffles, and two tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. We'll be right back.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Arch Collaborative for the 38th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Bring your appetite and your friends for an unforgettable evening featuring all-you-can-eat crab, music, and a whole lot more. All proceeds benefit One Safe Place, providing opportunities for healing and empowerment for those impacted by domestic violence. This crab feed sells out every year, so get your tickets now at ospshasta.org. We'll see you there.
The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24th, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I love you in a place where there's no space or time. I love you for my life. You are.
This is it. This is the love song. Give us a call.
And when my life is over, remember when we were together. And I was singing a song for you.
And if you get close, David will help you. 530-605-456-766 or 65. All right. Call us and get entered into this wonderful, wonderful Valentine's Day extravaganza. Also, if you decide you want to have dinner that night on Valentine's Day at Taroko, they'll have a table for you. It'll be up close to where Pat Karch is playing the piano, and Linda's going to be singing a few songs that night. So give us a call. I'm here with Kimberly Johnson, CEO of Arch. I should have worn my cowboy boots.
I stood up.
And I stood up straight,
which means I'm taller than him.
Yep, so I should have worn my cowboy boots. So. That's the last time you were on, we talked about this insurance thing that was going on that was going to have a huge impact on all foster families.
Yeah.
Throughout California.
Correct.
Can you explain that again?
Yeah, so there was a bill, AB 2496, that was passed, and it does a number of things, but one of the most significant is essentially it removes all statute of limitations. It also does not place any sort of cap on litigation. And it essentially indemnifies counties and the state from litigation against foster family agencies from former foster youth. And so the NIAC, which is the Nonprofit Insurance Alliance of California, they held over 90% of the insurance for all foster kids across the state of California. So about 9,600 kids are in foster family agencies across the state. And so they said, listen, we are fully having to pull out of foster care. We can no longer, if you have a foster family agency license, we cannot provide you with any more insurance.
Because the way they changed the regulations, that it was like there was no statute.
That's correct.
I mean, somebody 30 years later,
60 years later,
60 or whatever, can come back and sue.
Yes.
That they were mistreated.
Yes.
And the insurance company said we can't take that type of liability.
Correct. Yeah. And there was actually a single kind of, and as it does, right, like a single case that tends to kind of set precedent. There was a single case that there was, a 23, 25, something like that, million-dollar payout. And I think it's important to note that, like, when victimization happens, like, I mean, we like started as a children's advocacy center, which is obviously about holding people criminally liable for harm that is done to children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that foster family agencies should be held civilly liable when harm is done unequivocally? Yes. I think the challenge here is we got into this kind of like nuclear lawsuit category. And so it opens up the conversation more. You know, it's tort reform. It's all those pieces. But so for us, we got our notice of non-renewal from the Nonprofit Insurance Alliance of California in quarter four of last year, the kind of fall of last year. And I pretty quickly flew down to San Diego for the California Alliance Conference, which they're the largest advocacy body for foster family agencies and residential programs and other things. And so I flew down, met with a number of insurance brokers down there who, you know, were doing everything that they possibly could. And for us, the nice thing is because we were a newer foster family agency, the statute of limitations was not an issue because, you know, we were only a couple years old, whereas most foster family agencies were started 30, 40, 50. I mean, I've met some that were started quite literally over 100 years ago. I mean, yeah. It's just mind-blowing. And so anyway, we had our notice of non-renewal that came out, and I think the tricky piece is within a foster family agency license, in order to surrender your license back to the state, it's a 60-day process. Well, anyone who gets insurance for anything knows that you can't start shopping around for new insurance policies and going into underwriting 60 days out. So you're having to make these decisions without all of the data. So we started shopping around for other insurances, and we were actually able to secure insurance and maintain our foster family agency license, but we had to close all of our operations. And now we're going literally like one by one to look at, what does it look like if we open a single foster family agency? I mean, a single foster home, how does that change our insurance? And it's substantial. I mean, you're seeing premiums that are, you know, 6, 7, 8 times what they were, or 3, 4 times, but you have a 6-figure deductible. And so for foster family agencies, we're going to see the peak of the crisis. The cutoff is July 1st. I mean,
well,
so we're going to see.
Is this going to shut down the foster family agencies here in Shasta County?
So because
how many kids are being fostered at any one time?
Shasta specifically?
Yeah.
You've got about, I want to say probably anywhere between, give or take, 400, 450.
In Shasta County. That are being fostered.
That are in foster care.
Foster care.
There's both county families that are certified foster families to the county, and then there's foster
now,
families.
Now, are they covered by a different insurance, the Shasta County?
Shasta County is in its own, yes, county, okay. And not just Shasta. Any county is kind of in its own bucket. And that's kind of the solution that the state is offering to counties, is they're saying, hey, you know, if the insurance providers, so NIAC has pulled out, which means everyone is trying to shop around for alternative insurances.
Mm-hmm.
If they can afford the premium increases, which most of them cannot, in the larger urban counties, some of the larger counties are helping to bridge that for the foster family agencies, essentially saying, hey, we'll pay you higher rates in order for you to be able to cover your premiums.
Right.
Rurals can't do that. I mean, and you know, this is my like soapbox about the rural counties are often have a disproportionate impact on these things. And so what the state has been saying is like, well, then you can do what's called porting, which means you can take your foster families and you can port them to the county. So they go from being a Children's Legacy Center foster family to a Shasta County foster family. The challenge with that is that it's an additional layer of work for our county that already, you know, I mean, statewide, we have capacity issues across, you know, health and human services agencies. And
yeah.
So, county's doing the very best they can.
So is there a solution to this thing?
So, I mean, right now, these words taste like vinegar coming out of my mouth because I'm very passionate about finding solutions. And the short answer is right now, no. And we're already at a foster care crisis in the state of California. There's a substantial lack of beds statewide as it is. And so right now, at least for us within Arch Collaborative, what we're doing is we're actually working on a project. Mary Williams and then Frederick Beholz, who is our Director of Innovative Research, are working really diligently on trying to gather the data in order to really understand the scope of the problem, not just in Shasta, but really within the rural North State as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes...
Because this is hitting us, it's going to be hitting MODOC and Trinity and all of these.
Well, and I think, because Shasta is sort of this centralized hub,
yeah.
We feel the impacts of those other counties when something
yeah.
affects them, right?
Sure.
So I think first, in order to solve the problem, we have to totally understand it. And so right now we're working on diligently to try to fully understand the scope of the problem and then hopefully, honestly, offer both the counties but also the state of California some, like, hey, we need some help up in the rural North State because This isn't a good path.
Is Heather Hadwick and Megan Daly, they've been appraised of this, I'm sure.
Yeah, so when it all first started, both Brian and Megan, so both Senator and Assemblywoman Daly's offices were apprised. I need to give Heather an update on it quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good point.
We're here with Kimberly Johnson and the foster family program is on the verge of having to be shut down because of a change signed by the legislature on insurance. And insurance companies say we can't afford this type of liability when you've taken away, where people 60 years later can come in and say I was treated badly, molested or beaten or whatever 60 years later. So they're pulling out of that insurance market, which is the market that helps the families. I mean, the counties will be kind of like self-insured, I imagine, or they'll have some kind of insurance plan.
Especially the larger counties
like L.A. But when you get up in the rural counties, that's a significant, could be a significant chunk of money. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, has been voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. And they are voted that because perhaps they are the best. No, they are the best. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, stone cutters, jewelry designers, and a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices, locally owned, locally operated, and good people down there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Kimberly Johnson.
And I know it's going to be a lovely day.
To roll the dice and hit it big. Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike?
Why not get more bang for your buck?
Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants.
With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios. Broadcasting from Market Street in downtown Reading, Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 23rd of January, 7:50 in the morning, my guest is Kimberly Johnson, CEO of ARCH, formerly One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center. You've got a little event coming up here. It's called
which
the
one?
Crab Feed.
Oh, that one, yeah.
No, we're going to get in the second one here. It's February 1st. It's
yes,
going to be down in Anderson at the in the pavilion down there.
It
and
is.
And it's going to be, I don't know, 1,000 of your closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
And all-you-can-eat crab.
All-you-can-eat crab. It is, it honestly,
and,
it's
and
so much
clam
fun.
And clam chowder, really. I mean, you can get a
yeah, the Anderson Rotary does it every year. Ooh, clam chowder is unbelievable.
And we're going to give away two tickets.
We are. I've got a couple tickets for you.
Two tickets to the first caller at 605-4567. You're gonna score two tickets to the grab feed, and these things are like $100 a piece.
They're $100 a piece, and we're over 80% sold, so we will for sure sell out. So,
okay, so give us a call at 530-605-4567, and you get two tickets to the One Safe Place Crab Feed. So.
It's going to be fun. We are right now, this year, if anyone is interested and has ideas or options for raffle items or things that we want to auction off, they can absolutely reach out to us. Give us a call. Send us an email at events at archcollaborative.org. Ooh, phones ring fast.
Phones are ringing.
Job,
oh, yeah,
guys.
All the phones are ringing.
We got some tickets.
You're going to take some tickets home with you. Just come by. You have to come down here and pick them up, and preferably before noon any day of the week because – at noon, I can't guarantee anybody is going to be here because everybody is running around, and then we come back at different times. So, oh, yep, phones just boop, 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 boop.
Nice job, everybody.
Now, you are also entered.
I don't know that I want to talk about break moment.
No. I have to talk about this because I'm bombarded on Facebook with these things of people I know with boxing gloves on and fierce looks on their faces. That, what the hell is this?
Okay, so here's the deal. First, the reason why I said I don't want to talk about it is because, should we start with what your advice was to me? Should we start
No, we'll get into that.
Oh, okay.
We can get
all
into
right.
that.
Well, that's...
Having boxed in college a little bit and other places. So.
Yeah, so there's a... Everybody has a few people in their life that you just really deeply care for and would do just about anything for. And I tell you what...
Besides me?
Yes. Well, besides you. I mean, there's more. And I tell you what, this group of people that is putting this on is on that list for me. So Raising Shasta was originally Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council, and then it became Pathways to Hope, and is now Raising Shasta, which is Pathways to Hope and Catalyst Mentoring came together to create Raising Shasta, which is very cool, run by Jenna Berry. She's amazing. And so they actually started, they have the Anderson and Reading Teen Centers, which is just this really incredible program that, kids can come. And if you've never been there, it's amazing. I mean, they've got foosball tables and computers and tutoring. They've got all kinds of stuff.
All stuff. A lot of things for the kids after school and all this.
Yep. And so, Jake Duncan is a sergeant at the sheriff's office, and he was actually one of the founding.
Jake has been on the show.
He's been on the show, to talk about human trafficking.
When you said he was a sergeant.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. He was one of the early days MDT members of the Children's Legacy Center in the very beginning. And so he's one of the board members at Raising Shasta, and he is a local boxer. He really has gotten a passion for boxing, and he created this boxing club called PAL, And so they do, it's free boxing for teens that are a part of the teen center. And so we were able to actually go and take a look at it and see the kids that were in there working out. And it's incredible. I mean, it's just a really extraordinary program. I think Jenna and I both, having been, she was a part, she is the Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council. I obviously run a domestic violence agency. So, of course, we get the question of, like, you're promoting boxing. But, you know, there's actually a lot of research that it's really incredible for these kids.
It's good for
amazing.
Kids.
Yeah, it really
teaches,
is.
It gives them physical fitness. There's nothing wrong with a kid learning how to defend themselves so they won't have to be bullied later on, physically bullied. And it's also teaches them how to, you know, that they can get hit and not quit. I think boxing is good, or judo or karate, you know, I think it's good for kids.
And I think the way, one of the things, it's one of the very first things that they said was talking about the safety dynamic, but also, in other words, the way that you actually box safely, but you have to be regulated. Like, when you're in the ring, you can't be dysregulated, because if you're dysregulated, you're likely going to get hurt. And so it's really amazing.
All right, so they're having we used to call them smokers. I don't know. What's this thing called?
Okay, so it's called the Roaring Rumble.
Okay.
And it's going to be on April the 5th. And
we have a number of people in town.
Yes, we do.
That have signed up to fight that night.
Right.
And you're one of them.
Michelle Nystrom and I are getting ready for it.
Well, you know, I understand Michelle is doing like 3 to 5 miles a day of road work. She's practicing her right cross.
You know,
her
she works out at 4 a.m. every day.
Yeah,
Carl.
Well,
4
a.m. That's what I'm saying. You know, and that she's been known, and you know, she says, you know, it's winning that counts. And
yeah, it's
so you're going to be fighting Michelle Nystrom.
Yeah, that feels problematic. So we're just like, just hope that I don't die.
How many matches are there?
I believe there's five total. There's going to be there's like the celebrity boxers, because it's sort of like a spin on Dancing with the Stars, which they asked if, and I'm like, absolutely, I love that we're doing this. And so there's going to be two fights additionally.
Redding Buzz and Max Tedford.
Yeah, there you go.
That's going to be a good match.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be.
I think Rory Greek against this other
Rory
guy. Rory's
with Brian.
Rory's a competitive kind of guy, and the other guy. So that could be so this is going to be, and it's to raise money.
Yeah.
And y'all are going to go out there in your gloves and your headgear.
In our boxing gear, yeah. And it really is like we're actually training. I'm attempting to, you know, eat some more protein and work out my shoulders. But I mean, I really think, Carl, I'm glad that I didn't talk to you before signing up for this, because I think we should go ahead and share with the audience.
The bladder thing, you get hit in the stomach.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I mean, sometimes bladder releases.
I think you said it more like, you should know that when you're boxing, you know, you can pee in your pants, which I was not prepared for that. Nobody, that was not in the fine print, Carl.
Yep. Well, that's what they have depends for, I guess.
So anyway, you could absolutely follow along on the Raising Shasta Instagram page. On my personal Instagram page, there's going to be updates, and it's going to be a good time.
And where's this going to be at?
So it is, all of the details are on the Raising Shasta.
Yeah, I think it's like Senior Center or something like
that. Yeah, it's at 2290 Benton, which is it the Elks Lodge? Is that where it is?
No, I think it's the Senior Center.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay.
So you just cram in there that night and cheer for your boxers.
Carl, we need an after show with Michelle and I. We'll come back on.
I think you should, yeah. Yeah, you just get a good cut man in your corner.
I think you have been voluntold that is your job.
Well, I can stop the blood from going in your eyes.
Great.
There
perfect.
You go.
Perfect.
Afterwards, if you have to be sewed up, it's probably beyond. Well, no, I could probably do that too, but that's not what I will do. Anyway, okay, another, and don't forget the crab fee. We just gave away two tickets. That's February 1st. A major fundraiser.
Yeah,
for,
a big deal.
For One Safe Place, the Arch people. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks, Carl, so much. Truly, it's always a blast.
You know what? I may be kidding you a bit about the boxing, too. So.
Oh, no. Keep giving me hell for it, please. I need it. Motivation.
You're taller than she is. Just keep your left out.
That's my whole motivation. whole strategy.
We're going to have Michelle in and talk to her about her strategy.
I mean, I'm going to listen to hear what she has to say. I'm going to need to take all the help I can get.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Kimberly, thanks a lot. Thanks so much for what you do for our community.
Same
and
to you.
It's not easy. This is, you know, a constant battle with the, you know, with the state, with other agencies, and your whole mission is to help people. And yeah. Sometimes we forget that, but you haven't.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you so much. You're a gift, truly.
Well,
I mean that.
That could be argued in certain areas. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news, and our guest in the next hour is Patrick Jones.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. And so it begins. Trump border czar Tom Homan says more than 300 violent criminal aliens have been arrested in just 24 hours. These include illegal aliens charged with murder and rape, including sexual assault and crimes against children. After winning final congressional approval, the Lake and Riley Act is on its way to President Trump's desk for his signature.
The House passed an amended version of the bill that made its way through the Senate earlier this week. The 263-156 vote tees up a major immigration victory for President Trump. The bill, named after slain Georgia nursing student Lake and Riley, mandates that those in the country illegally be detained if they commit robberies and other crimes. 46 House Democrats broke ranks with their own party to join Republicans and vote in favor of the bill. Bob Agner reporting.
Some 50,000 homeowners in northern Los Angeles County are under evacuation warnings or orders as crews fight the rapidly spreading Hughes fire.
The weather is what's predominantly driving this fire, and it's spread right now. The National Weather Service has extended the red flag warning through 10 a.m. on Friday for most of Los Angeles and Ventura counties.
Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney, who says that some headway is being made in fighting that fire. Unemployment applications ticked up modestly last week. However, the total number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits hit the highest level in more than 3 years. Applications for jobless benefits rose 6,000 to 223,000 for the week ending January 18th. The total number of Americans collecting benefits for the week climbed to 1.9 million. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow trading 184 points higher. The Nasdaq is down 52 points. The S&P, 6 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. Call 800-823-5544. That's 800-823-5544. 800-823-5544.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte warns that a Russian victory over Ukraine would undermine the deterrent force of the world's biggest military alliance and could cost trillions of dollars to restore the organization's credibility. NATO's been ramping up its forces along its eastern flank since the Russian invasion of Ukraine began almost 3 years ago. It's deployed thousands of troops aimed at discouraging Moscow from expanding the war onto NATO territory. South Korea planning to remove concrete barriers near airport runways in response to a recent disaster. The embankments contain antennas called localizers designed to guide aircraft during landings and have been blamed for making last month's crash even worse. The Boeing 737-800 skidded off a runway on December 29th after its landing gear failed to deploy. The plane slammed into a concrete structure and then burst into flames. News and analysis at townhall.com. House Speaker Mike Johnson announced a new select subcommittee to continue House Republicans' investigation into the events leading up to and after the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol.
The committee will be chaired by Georgia Republican Congressman Barry Loudermilk, who in the last Congress led the conference's investigation into the January 6 Select Committee and the broader security response to the Capitol attack. It will be under the purview of the House Judiciary Committee, which is chaired by Ohio Republican Jim Jordan. Loudermilk's team published a 128-page interim report last month chronicling the investigators' findings and has repeatedly said more work was needed to build on his panel's findings. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump is preparing to visit Western North Carolina. He says the storm victims there were snubbed by the Biden administration. After North Carolina, Mr. Trump will travel to fire-ravaged Southern California. Governor Newsom's office says Newsom doesn't know if he's been invited to accompany the president. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here's Carl and Linda Bach. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios down here on Market Street with our window to the world. Good morning, everybody. Today, the 23rd of January, 8:05 in the morning, news is always brought to you. The news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Gosh, and I'm choking to death here. Hey, David. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
I'm glad to see you finally got me the weather. Okay, I'm so embarrassed. I was after him about where's the weather? And he's pointing. And I'm going, what's he pointing at me for? And he put it on the left side of my computer. I mean, my computer is right here. I mean, I'm directly behind my computer. He put it on the left side. For the last 14 years, they put it on the right side.
Serve to the right.
Serve to the right. There you go. So, anyway, you've got a national day out there?
Yes. So, it's National Handwriting Day, but it's also
we talked about that.
National Technical Security Day.
Technical Security Day. I wonder who comes up with these things. I mean,
the National Day calendar.
We should have a National David Wiley Day.
TM. National Patrick Jones Day.
National Patrick Jones Day.
That's a bit.
At least countywide.
County Patrick Jones.
Somebody should deputize.
Hey, the weather this week is going to be really nice. You know, I've got, looks like, just like today, it's going to be a high near 68. Little wind, but not bad. And then tonight around 43, and that's kind of like what it's going to be through next Wednesday. Sunny and clear. Now, on Saturday, a high near 54, but we could get wind gusts as high as 38 miles per hour. Santa Anas are blowing down in the Southern California region again, and Castaic now is on fire. And if you don't know where Castaic is, if you drive down 5, that's where Six Flags, that big amusement park, is right there in Castaic. So that's that general area, and I saw some time-lapse photography of the fire, and it was like, whoa. It started, you know, you could see the smoke, and then it was just covered everything. So, but the weather's going to be really great up here. So if you want to go out on the lake, I understand the fishing's just super out there on Lake Shasta. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned, locally owned, veteran-owned business out of Anderson. It's been around for about 30 years. Three generations of the Kenny family has been working in that business. They treat their customers very, very well. They're good people, honorable people, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Patrick Jones, former supervisor, former city councilman, former mayor.
A lot of former stuff in there.
Yeah, a lot of former stuff in there.
But it's all been good, and it's kind of nice that it's been in the past because it does definitely feels good, taking a little bit of a break.
So what are you doing now, Patrick?
Well, I still work at Jones's Fort, and, I've been working at Jones's Fort since 1978 in the same building with my brother and sisters and workmates, and, being in the firearm industry in California has not been fun at times. It used to be fun. Now it's much more difficult here, but we've made it last. We're one of the oldest gun shops in the state of California, and so we're proud of that, and we're going to try to keep that going for as long as we can.
Northern California, Shasta County, guns are still part of our lives.
Yeah, and we do fundraisers, and we use firearms, yeah. We do all kinds of stuff, and, in the Bay Area, that probably wouldn't work too well, but here it works fine, and I help out in a lot of different fundraisers, which I'll be doing, going on into the future. I've done a ton of fundraisers for various things. In fact, we have one coming up for Mountaintop Media on February 15th, and I'll be working on that one, and we'll have others too, fire departments and veterans issues and all kinds of things. So, we have a very generous community, and really happy to be here.
Did I just see that the ATF revised their regulations? Because it used to be they could yank licenses because of simple admin errors. I mean, and when I say this isn't about if a person is a felon or not. We're talking about they may have written California as opposed to just the initials, or it could be, something like this on these three pieces of paper, and that they were literally pulling licenses from people. But I think did I just read is that they backed off on that?
Yeah, and, in ATF, years ago, ATF used to be kind of the heavy-handed organization, and we always kind of feared them every year when we had our annual audits, and yeah. That's really been reversed drastically over the years. In fact, today,
really? Okay.
Yeah, in fact, ATF has been, very pleasant to work with. Now, California DOJ, that's a different story.
That's a different story.
And they come with a heavy hand, and they're well-funded, and they're not, most of the shops in California are small shops, and we work hard on paperwork. We have multiple sets of eyes looking at paperwork. But now in California, if you have an error, let's say I forget to take a thumbprint, that's a citation, and that cost can be up to $3,000 per citation. And so think about how many pages of DROS information that we have. It's about seven times more paperwork for California DOJ than it is for ATF. So if we could eliminate California DOJ, my life would be very happy.
Well, it's one thing to sell guns illegally.
Yeah.
And I know y'all are, you're always looking at the straw purchase and all these things. But to lay onerous regulations on an industry that's a legal industry, and then punishing them for an admin error, with big fines, even to the point of pulling licenses.
Well, California DOJ, they
can
are,
can they pull a license?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
they
yeah,
can do
easily.
It too.
And
right.
And they're not gun friendly. They don't like gun owners. They don't like gun dealers. And there are less dealers now. In fact, the loss of dealers throughout California over the last 20 years has been astonishing. There are entire counties now in California that do not have a single dealer. How would you like to be in a county where there's not a single gas station? Right. I mean, that's the how vast difference it is for our industry. There's no future for our industry long term in California, and not many dealers coming in. In fact, if you ask a new dealer, if you can, there are some, and there are some new dealers in Redding, how difficult it is. It's very difficult. So you have to work hard, long hours. You don't make a lot, but we love what we do. And in conjunction with that, not only do we love, firearms, but we like shooting firearms. And that's another part of my life, and I've been working on that.
And we're going to be talking about that in the next segment, the gun range. The I know that San Francisco forced their last gun shop out several years ago.
Correct.
And then the other things, having to keep everything locked up, and having to do a background check for ammo. Yep. That's always been my favorite.
Well, and you came into my shop and, we did a check on you and it only takes a couple minutes and they only charge a dollar, but that's going to be more in the future. They're already talking about $5 now.
That's if you want to go, okay, you're dove hunting. Let's just say dove hunting. You go in to buy a box of,
of shotgun shells. Not only do you have to go through the background check for the shotgun shells, they charge you $1. Now it's going to charge you $5 and add on to the cost that they've already added 10% on. Is it 10%?
Yeah.
Or 11?
It's at the national level, you're already charged 11% as an excise tax. And now in California, you have an additional 11% as well on top of the sales tax in California, plus your background check.
Yeah.
So obviously, they're putting extreme pressure. And
on
it's
middle class and lower middle class people who want to have a firearm, they're trying to price them out of it.
Well, and
they want to make it hard.
It'll kill the industry here in California. There's no question about it. And they did it deliberately. You know, they're doing this. The tax worked well in San Francisco County. It pushed every dealer out of that county. So then the state enacted 11% tax across the entire state, in addition to whatever sales tax that you may have. And that what that's going to do for California dealers is we're going to lose 30-40% of our ammo business because people are going to buy it out of state. That's just a fact, and they know it, and that's why they did it. It was a deliberate attack on gun dealers.
Isn't it supposed to be illegal to go over to Nevada or Oregon and buy ammo and bring it back?
So it's not yes and no. So, yes, it is illegal if you buy more than 50 rounds out of state and transfer it back into California. However, you can go to any other state and buy as much ammo as you want if you wanted to go shoot at a range or go shoot it up in the desert or whatever. You can do that. But to transfer back in, only 50 rounds. If you're going hunting out of state and say you took 100 rounds, you could take 100 rounds out of state. You could bring that 100 rounds back because it's not a purchase. You went out hunting. You might have used a couple rounds and then you come back. But clearly, if you're caught over state line, it is a crime in California.
So people that go over to Shields in Reno and buy 1,000 rounds of ammo.
Correct.
Because they shoot. They're in competitive shooting, skeet shooting, trap shooting, any of these. When you come back across the border, you could be cited for that. I don't know if
you're
caught, be arrested.
And I've seen where someone got a fender bender at Border Town, and then they do a little bit of investigation. And it actually puts a little bit of some interesting court cases on the dealers in the border town area. So, you know, like Medford or Reno, if you know the person is from California and you know they're going to return that ammo to California and you know that's a crime, then you're party to that crime. And you could lose your license. And there have been dealers in Reno that has been a consequence. And so now and that's why people get so upset at California is because now other dealers outside of California have to be aware of California law. And it infuriates people.
Well, California laws are impacting on us on a lot of things, but we've got to take a break right now. I'm with Patrick Jones, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented bank, local board of directors. Matt Mosley of the Mosley family is the president of the CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. They've won awards as being one of the best small banks in the nation. It's a full-service bank. We do business with them, and we're real happy with Cornerstone Community. For more information, just stop by one of the branches or go to online to bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Patrick Jones.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Jones's Fort Gunshop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
Are you wishing for some cold hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win Drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, Carl and the Bot. Today, the 23rd, 8:21 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or other reasons, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing. You want to go back to work, but you can't get the treatment that you rate, and it's just being delayed or being denied. You need somebody in your corner that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. He's a scrapper, and he's an honorable man. So give him a call at 530-262-2168, and you're going to get that assistance that you need and get back to work. Your employer wants you back. You want to go back. Let's get you fixed up. That's what Patrick Gorman can do. I'm here with Patrick Jones. As I said at the beginning, it was former Board of Supervisors, former city councilman, former mayor, you were chairman of the Board of Supervisors, too, all of that. And now it's life after politics.
Yeah, no, it's been great.
We talked about the gun laws and having a gun shop, and you're the manager of the gun shop there, is of Jones Fort, is it's not easy in California.
No.
But the other thing, when people buy guns, they want to shoot guns. And you've put in to have a gun range out on your property.
Yes.
Which is... you know, as long as I've known you, and I've known you a long time, you've been talking about that. So where is that?
Yeah, and so...
and tell us about what you envision if all this goes through.
Yeah, and so this is not anything new, and it was certainly something that I started even before my days on Reading City Council, I got on City Council in 2006. So this goes back a long ways with me. I've tried working with the City of Reading. I've tried working with the county. I've tried working with BLM, and none of them had any motivation to have a public range, not only for law enforcement, for the public as well. And so I made the decision around 2008 or so that I would just do it myself and have a range that was properly permitted. committed so it could last for generations. And so I bought this piece of property in 2010 and then hooked up with the county and started to go through the environmental documents that I needed to make sure a couple, many things really, that one, we protected, preserved, and maybe even improved the property and still design a range around certain sensitive features. And so I got Army Corps of Engineers approval, Fish and Wildlife approval, Regional Water Quality Control approval. All the last four resource management directors with the county all concurred that a mitigated negative declaration was the correct approach. This has been the most studied range in Shasta County history, and in the administrative record to create this project, there are 6,500 pages of documents associated with this. And then last year, it was approved by the board to change the zone, and then the residents did sue me, and so we've been in court all year, and
people around you don't want to have a ranch.
Correct.
And they're afraid of errant rounds, they're afraid of noise, they're afraid of how many people are going to be there. Because you want to have events,
yes.
Also,
they've thrown out
and
a
your range. You're going to have, from what I understand, from what I've read, because I really haven't talked to you about it, is you've got one long range area there out to how far?
Well, so we have it designed so on daily shooting, you have pistol bays, and then you have rifle from 100 to 600 yards daily. Then, on selected times a year on a diagonal, I have a 1,000-yard range that will be able to do some 1,000-yard shooting. That's only going to be limited. There's only that's a small number of people that like to shoot 1,000 yards, but we'll have that available there too. And
with the steel targets out there.
We'll have a variety of different targets, and we're going to try to build a state-of-the-art facility. I took my time on this. I didn't rush it. We wanted to have a quality range. Throughout my life shooting here in Shasta County, we've never had that. We've had ranges where we've had leases, and they've come to an end, and then we were, removed. The lease at the Redding Gun Club today is on an unsigned lease. They don't even have a lease. They could be there this year and be gone next year. And
that's up to the city.
And that is actually up to the county on their use permit and the owner. The owner doesn't have a signed lease, and so they just pay a quarterly deal and call it good. I didn't like that. I wanted to know that, if you're going to spend time and effort and money on a range, that it's going to be there in the future. And so I bought this property just for a range. And eventually I'll put it in possibly a nonprofit or something like that, because I'm not going to be here forever. And then the next generation carries on. And so when I first started wanting to have a range, it was really for myself, right? I wanted a better place for myself to shoot. But now I'm thinking more for the next generation. As we get older, we start looking at how are we going to preserve shooting sports in Shasta County. And we have a really great opportunity here. This range really can do a ton of things. I envision a ton of youth sports where we get kids sponsored and keep their costs down, maybe even free for kids, and really cater to the next generation. When I first started shooting in the mid-1970s, there was no junior classes. I had to shoot with the adults, which I did. They didn't promote that. I want to promote that.
Well, a lot of us grew up with guns and hunting, and maybe not so much trap or all that, but bird hunting and squirrel hunting and those kind of things. And things have changed over the years. So right now, what would you say the chances are that this is going to happen?
So we've been in court, and we've been able to finally submit our opening briefs, and then the petitioner, the people that are suing me, they've had the opportunity to comment on my opening brief, and then we had kind of our oral arguments last Tuesday in court, the judge is taking that in consideration now, and then he will deliver probably within about a week now his findings, and he'll rule on it here fairly shortly. And I'm looking at the Superior Court website, because the rulings are there, posted there, and so you can see them online. And I believe, based on the information in the administrative record, all the biological reviews, the acoustics test, the traffic study, the Indian artifact study, the oak preservation study, AB Greenhouse 32 gas emission studies, and all these other studies really goes well for me, as the judge pours over this 6,000 500 pages of record. It's a lot, but we wanted to do it right. And we have an opportunity on this range not only to preserve the habitat there for whatever wildlife is there, but because the massive overgrazing that occurs on the Millville Plains, as we fence this, we can drastically reduce the overgrazing, which has created quite a bit of stream bed degradation and water quality issues. That poor water then...
How many acres are we talking here, Pat?
It's a 152-acre project.
Oh, okay.
152. And
but you have more than that out there,
right? Yeah, there's actually two parcels, and there's another 14 acres. I'm not using that for anything, and that's kind of in the Bear Creek drainage. But okay. Out on the plains, on the flat.
So this part is a 152-acre range.
Correct.
Needing the space for longer longer range shooting for people sighting in their guns or just
yeah, we'll
just
have
shooting.
Metallic cartridges, handgun bays, rifles, high power rifles, mm-hmm. 20, everything from 22 to whatever.
So the judge has it. So you'll know next week. Who has prevailed in this thing?
The Honorable Judge Hannah has 30 days to render a ruling.
Okay.
He did say that he would probably move faster on that because we've been at this for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And I think he said a couple of weeks, and it's been over a week now. So
okay.
It should happen here fairly soon. And there was a little confusion since I haven't done, I haven't been sued on an issue like this. So I have my attorney, Sean Northam, and Sean did a good job getting me through the process, but on the day of the hearing, we filed a pro per motion and basically excused my attorney, and I represented myself on this case and went up against their attorney. I have more experience on this. I'm fairly good with CEQA matters from my days on the city and the county, and I'm intimately familiar with the project, and I've pored over the record, and so I was able to answer the questions that were presented, and I think I prevailed on those issues, and so I'm reasonably confident that we'll get a favorable ruling, and looking forward to that. And then, if all goes well, we'll be moving dirt in June.
Okay. All right. We're here with Patrick Jones. We're talking about the right in the gun range that's been going on for over a decade now, and so there'll be a decision one way or the other here in the next week or two.
Correct.
Okay. Hey, right after this break, we're going to come back with a love song for our Valentine's Day extravaganza, $100 gift certificate to Taroko's. You can have a table there on Valentine's Day and listen to music, piano played by Pat Karch and a few songs by Linda Bach. A dozen long stem roses. And these things are costly. The $140 for a dozen long stem roses. Well, that's part of the package, my friends. Two tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay and two dozen chocolate covered truffles from our local confectionaire right here in town. And all you have to do is when the song comes out, when we play the song, just give us a call at 530-605-4567. Get your name entered in the contest, and we'll draw it February 3rd. So, okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Join Arch Collaborative for the 38th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Bring your appetite and your friends for an unforgettable evening featuring all-you-can-eat crabs, music, and a whole lot more. All proceeds benefit One Safe Place, providing opportunities for healing and empowerment for those impacted by domestic violence. This crab feed sells out every year, so get your tickets now at ospshasta.org. We'll see you there.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries,
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Yeah, this is the song. Give us a call, 530-605-4567-66065.
Doesn't get easier than that one.
Doesn't get too much easier than that one. But
I know that one.
If you stumble on it, David will help you. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Cypress Square Barbershop's was founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. This is a great place to get a haircut. It is a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. I make appointments there by giving them a call at 530-244-9478. And I can just kind of have it work on my schedule and go in and get a great haircut. Tim and Logan are just good, fine, great barbers. And like I said, I've never had a bad haircut there. It's also man's last stronghold. I know that because it's printed on the window when you walk in. Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm here with Patrick Jones, and we were talking so far about his gun range, and we'll know in a couple weeks, or he'll know in a couple weeks what's going to happen.
Or less, yep.
Or less. President Trump has come in and hit the ground running. I can't keep up with everything he's doing. All the orders and everything, I try to keep up with them. His latest one is to reroute water from the Sacramento San Joaquin Delta to other parts of California, including the federal Central Valley Project. You know, farmers and ranchers are happy about this, but environmentalists are concerned about the endangered Delta smelt. So, LaMalfa, Congressman LaMalfa says he questioned the effectiveness of the previous water conservation efforts for the Delta smelt. Anyway, they may not even be there. Who knows?
You know, we're all concerned about the environment. And, yeah, you know, when you're moving water from the north to the south. You know, the reality is there's too many people in Southern California. It's a desert, and they need more water. They want more water. The issues with fire that you're seeing down there right now, I would say to President Trump, it's not as much as a water issue as it is.
No.
It's a fuels reduction issue that they have failed to do, as we did as well. We saw in the Park Fire here last year how rapidly they talk about a fire right now in Southern California that grew 10,000 acres in one day.
Castaic.
We've had a fire up here that grew 100,000 acres a day. And it's all about fuels. We can't, as we were talking in the break, Carl, we can't control the weather. We can't control the wind. We can't control the terrain or the slope, but you can control your fuels. And Mother Nature and fire go hand in hand. We have to have fire. Fire is a very integral part of the environment, and it needs to be present. But you can't have this massive amount of fuels because it becomes catastrophic and it kills everything. A healthy forest,
including the soil,
including everything,
everything.
But a healthy forest, you should have large mature trees separated by some distance, and most of these trees will have 30 to 40 burn scars on them. Mother Nature goes through, she cleans out the dead and the dying in a slow, controlled manner. That's what is supposed to happen. But because of the bad practices over this last 40 to 50 years, now we all live in fear in California because of fire. And now there's not a fire season. It's just fire. It's all year round now. Here's these massive fires. It's January. This is crazy.
Well, you look at the Castaic that just started. There's some down in San Diego that have started. I'm not sure where they're how big they've gotten. The thing about this is, and everybody says the same thing. You're not going to prevent a forest fire. You're just not. Lightning, weather, whatever.
Well, they're natural. They should happen.
You can, though, mitigate it by having fire trails, fire breaks, roads that you can get back into the fires that down in Pacific Palisades area. They stopped clearing because of environmental concern, and so now you had all that brush, and when you've got 80-mile-an-hour winds or higher, nothing's going to stand there.
When we had the Fawn Fire, my house was in the direct path of that, and luckily our house was saved, and the fire, they had a fire engine right on our driveway, and they ran a line on our property line, on the neighbor's property. They ran a dozer blade because my property, my 10 acres, is clear of grass. I've got it limbed up. I've been working years on it, doing brush piles, burn piles, taking and removing the dead and dying trees, removing those. And because we have a few horses, as you know, horses eat everything, and so there's no grass, and so that was a good place. That was a good place to put a fire line because we had 10 acres that was hardened, if you will.
Yeah.
But that's 10 acres out of 3 million acres in Northern California.
And it does little good for you to clear yours if you've got neighbors that don't touch theirs.
Right.
And this is the other thing. This has got to be a three-pronged approach where it's neighborhoods, it's the state, and the insurance companies. That if, like, your house should have a different insurance rate than, say, somebody that doesn't do this, so that you could have a reasonable property insurance as opposed to just wholesale canceling the policies.
Right.
And what happens, you see, in some cases, you'll have like one agency have a whole neighborhood. That'll be the insurance company. And then that neighborhood gets burnt down. There's no way they can recoup that.
Well, they canceled my fire insurance, so we don't have fire insurance right now. And so, you know, every fire season it creates an extra issue. And I just continue to harden, you know, and remove trees and gravel all the way around the house, remove anything that's flammable. And I have more to do.
Wooden decks, huh?
I do have a wooden deck, and that's why they dropped my fire insurance. And eventually we're going to be getting rid of all of that and going to, you know, something that's not flammable. And, you know, because our house is older and, you know, and wooden decks were normal. I mean, that's a normal thing. But now we have to rethink how we build things and do things. And so that's another project for me.
How much money did Shasta County spend in the last three or four years on mitigation efforts?
You know, we have, they have been, in fact, I made a motion and we spent $250,000 to give to the Fire Safe Council to hire grant writers for just that, for fuel reductions. And they have received millions, I think $10, $11, or $12 million in fuel reductions. And there's other programs and other grants that are going out there. I know several companies that that's what they're doing. They're getting grants. There was a lot of grant money available over these last couple years, but it wasn't being taken advantage of. There are some companies that are starting to do that now and start treating large pieces of property. And we just have to do a lot more of that. And, the city of Reading right now, I notice on Oasis Road is doing some, alongside the roads, brush mm-hmm. removal and tree removal. And it's a very good thing that they're doing that. We just have to do a lot more of that. There's a big project that eventually will happen on I-5. We don't even have I-5 hardened for fire yet in Shasta County. We're getting closer to that. That's been almost 20 years in the making. They're getting close to start doing that. Multiple property owners, it's a big project to handle, but you're going to hopefully in the next few years
I talked to a gent that was in charge of mitigation efforts in this one area, and he said, I've got the equipment, I got the people, I can't get the property owners. The property owners to agree.
He says
that stopped us, just totally stopped us, that the property owners wouldn't agree to us clearing out some of these areas, that would help prevent the fire just from roaring through there.
Yeah, no, that's a serious issue. I know for me, my neighbors, I asked my neighbors if I could clear their property just so we have a road that you can get in and out of, because I had manzanita going right up to the road, and they said no problem. And so, it took weeks, but I cleared. And so I had friendly neighbors that didn't mind. As long as I did it, they were happy with that. And but some neighbors, they don't want you on their property at all. Removing no trees, and even as PG&E has been removing lots of trees, mm-hmm. They've struggled with that as well, and they've certainly been in our neighborhood removing trees. Appreciate their efforts, and but fuel reduction, that's the one thing we can do.
That's the one thing we can control,
and that's what's going to happen. I remember years ago, Carl, I was watching a TV program, we'll talk about
we'll
lightning.
Get that on the other side, because we'll talk about that, but I want to talk about what you're looking forward to besides the gun range here in your next phase of your life. We're going to take a break, 8:45 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24th, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic No. 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride.
530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios right in downtown Redding, here with our window on the world. Welcome back. 23rd of January, 8:50 in the morning. Today it's going to be sunny with a high near 65, and it looks like it's going to be like that through next Wednesday. So, good. Looks like it's going to be good weather. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with, tomorrow, O2 Staffing will join us with the latest in the new rules from the state of California when it comes to your HR. American Legion will join us, and of course, the Haven Humane with their Pet of the Week. And I'm here with Patrick Jones. I don't know if I need to introduce him, but,
I think most people know me by now.
Most. One way or the other. And, Patrick, okay. We've talked about, the gun laws and your range and, fires and mitigation. What's in the plans for you? Now, you've been in public service. I mean, you've been in the small business for a long time. Your gun range that you're going to hear about in a week. Or so, and then but what's in the future for you?
Well, when I first ran for city council, I just didn't like some of the votes that I saw, and growing up here, living here in Shasta County my whole life, I wanted to. When I first started, it was just simply I didn't like the votes, and so I was on city council for 8 years. I took a break, and I really liked those, 4 or 5 years. I took a break. That was some nice time to catch up on things and do chores and work on things. And so I'll be taking a little bit of break. How long? I don't know, but I know when I see something, a position where I see people making decisions and I don't like those decisions, then it prompts me to want to run for that. And I've got fairly good tenacity. When I put my mind to something, I usually will get it done because I'll work hard at it. I'll put the time and the effort in it. And so is there another run for me, being 56 years old? Probably.
Hey, if you can be president of the United States at 78.
Exactly. You never know. And I don't really want a higher office, like Senate or Assembly or Congress or those types of things. I like Shasta County. I like being here. I would not like being in Sacramento or D.C. And there are still things that interest me here in Shasta County. So there are opportunities coming, mm-hmm. and every 2 to 4 years there are things that you can run for if you have a desire, if you see something. Now, in certain departments that are running well, you know, I'd like to see that person stay. But when I see something where I don't believe that it's being ran correctly, then that perks my interest. And so, you know, my last day as a supervisor, I had mentioned in my opening board report that there is a possibility that I'll be back in some fashion. And that's a high possibility. But a little break is nice, too. It's nice to get away from the boardroom. As you know, the last few years, we've had a handful of people that have been disruptive at our meetings. And it's only a handful of people. It's about five people that are consistently being obnoxious, and we still carry out the functions of the county, and we get the work done even when we have disruptions. And it's unfortunate that just a handful of these people try to create problems, but the board will overcome it. And I'm pretty happy with the new board and the makeup. I think it'll still be a conservative board, so that makes me happy. And and so far, I've seen, you know, some fairly good decisions. And there's lots of issues to tackle, you know, every year. And so for a little break for me, it's going to be nice. You know, I'm pretty happy. You know, I've ran enough races now where I've ran and I've won and I've lost. I'm fine either way. It's not crushing, you know, and
it doesn't destroy your life.
No, it's just part of it, right? There's only two things that can happen when you run a race. You either win or you lose. And so I'm comfortable with that. And I just want to make sure that, you know, races are fair. You know, if somebody outworks you and beats you, that's the way it ought to be. That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure that's the case moving forward as well. You know, I was pretty nervous about, you know, this presidential race because of the cheating that occurred in 2020. And everything is in place to do the same thing this time around. And it didn't look like that's what happened.
People were paying a lot more attention.
Yeah, and so, you know, this red wave that we saw in this map at 2024, I really believe that's the same map that should have occurred in 2020, but didn't. And, you know, right now we have three proprietary software systems throughout the nation. Almost every county has the same software that's made in China. And that has to end. There has to be some changes with our elections. And it's the one area that I'm still frustrated with in Shasta County. And we've had a lot of improvements in a lot of departments that I've helped be a part of that change. But the elections department is one that has not changed enough yet. I paid close attention to that department.
Well,
and moving forward, I will as well.
That's an elected office.
That is. Yep, that's a possibility that's right
a big,
there. There you go.
A big hint you're throwing out there. Hey, Patrick, Trump coming in this time, it really came down to the fact it was the economy. And I think the border plate also played a big part, and they're already rounding up people.
Yep.
But Trump took a lot on his plate here. You know, we've got wars in, of course, Ukraine. We've got Israel and Hamas. And they've started turning the hostages loose in conjunction with Trump coming in.
Well, in the reality, Carl, we need a strong America.
Yeah.
This world needs a strong America or things fall apart. And Trump is in the right spot at the right time. He's hit the ground running. He's doing what he said he's going to do for the most part. And he's not going to waste any time because he knows he has just a limited amount of time. And
before the midterms.
Yeah, and before the midterms, so you want to move fast.
And historically, the midterms, the other party will come in and win.
We see that, right? And
yeah.
So he's got at least 2 years right now to get as much done as possible. And throughout the world, I think you'll see stability, and I think you'll see prosperity for United States because strong leadership was lacking these last 4 years. So I'm really excited about having Trump back. In fact, I'm more excited about his win than my loss. And my loss is minimal compared to what he can do for the country. And so on your station, I'm running a couple ads, and I start right off saying I'm excited about the new leadership and the new direction we're going for our nation because I think that's super important. And that, to me, is probably more important than anything.
And whether you agree with Trump or not, the fact is the nation did vote for him. He won the popular vote. He won the Electoral College. And because people wanted a new direction in this country. And you know, the talking heads of all these networks, and I include Fox in there. You know, Fox is unabashedly, you know, for Trump. And but it seems like the other ones haven't learned yet that the reason they've lost 50 or 60% of their viewership is because they are still saying the same old things. They're spinning their
wheels. And just blatant lies, you know, with the polls saying that Harris was up 1% and these kinds of things, trying to fool the public in that she is doing well. That was not the case. I think the public is tired of it. They're turning away from mainstream media. They're listening to more programs like yours and podcasts. That's going to be the next that's going to be the future as to how people get their information because the newspaper is really no longer what it once was, and TV certainly, you only get a little bit of entertainment value, not getting real news. And, you know, we see that here locally too, as whoever can have an opportunity to get information out, that's going to be very valuable.
Well, I'm sure it'll be in the news about the lawsuit, but in case it's not, give me a call. Give us a call so we can find out what happened and then find out what the next step is one way or the other.
Absolutely. So. And, you know, this thing, you know, as we build this range, because I'm confident and I look forward to actually moving dirt because I've been moving paper for a long time.
6,500 pages.
It's a lot of paper.
6,500 pages.
Three banker's box full of the administrative record. Full and ways.
And these are all the different environmental reports, CEQA, everything.
Everything.
Everything's in
and
there.
Every comment made about the range and public comment with the Planning Commission and the board. So it'll be nice to move some dirt. I really look forward to that. It's been a long time in the making. Shasta County deserves it. I'm doing this really at what the city and the county should have done. That's what I'm doing.
Patrick Jones, thanks a lot for being with us today. It's been an interesting show today, Kimberly Johnson and Patrick Jones.
Yeah, there's a little difference there.
There's a little difference there, but they both want to do the best for the county in their own ways. Whether you agree with it or not, they both are trying to do the best they can. Everybody, have a great day, and see you tomorrow, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me.
The news
up.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.